Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 68 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we'll be concluding our series on avoiding distractions. So on Friday in episode 67, I did part one. So now we're going to do part two, which is the concluding part. So last week, we talked about distractions, right? We talked about what a distraction is. And we talked about the different things that can distract people. So now, the thing we're then going to discuss today is how to avoid those distractions, right? How to actually avoid those distractions. So the first thing I would say about avoiding distractions is that you need to learn to trust God, right? You need to learn to partner up with God. The thing is, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. You'll make your path straight, right? Even the Bible says that you hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. So God is willing to guide you, because a person that is not distracted is a person that is heading in the right direction. If you want to head in the right direction in life, then you want God to be the one guiding you. Now, what is the second principle that you need to apply if you want to avoid distractions? Well, the thing is, you need to let go. You need to break up with those things that are distracting you. Again, I've said this probably a few times on this podcast, but there are certain things you need to break up with. There are certain things you need to let go of for you to be able to move forward in life, right? The Bible says, lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets. So what are those relationships you're in? What are those habits you have that you know that are distracting you from fulfilling your purpose on this planet? Drop those things. Let go of those things. Again, letting go in some situations is very painful. But again, until you let go of certain things, then you will not be able to appreciate or experience the fullness of what God actually has in store for you. And then the third principle you also need to keep in mind is that you need to write down your vision, right? You need to write down your vision. Ask yourself, what is God's plan for my life? Pray, ask God, what is His plan for my life, right? In fact, many times, one book that's actually pretty helpful to read is this book by Rick Warren called The Purpose-Driven Life. Right? It's a book, you read it over 40 days, you read like one short thing a day, right? But it actually helps you figure out what God's vision for your life is. Obviously, one vision for your life is to obey God's word, is to do His will, right? But the thing is, there is a reason for which we're placed on this planet. We're not placed on this planet to just show up, have kids, and move on to the next life. No, right? There are many things that God has in store for you. So you need to write down your vision. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain so that the person that reads it will run with it, right? So the thing is, if you're able to articulate your vision for your life, right, then that's one step in being focused. Because once you write down your vision, you're essentially writing down where you want to go in life, right? When you know where you're going, then you will not be easily swayed by distractions along the way. And then principle number four is to make decisions based on your vision. Make decisions based on your vision, right? So whenever you're making major decisions in life, just run it through this filter. Does this decision help me fulfill my vision in life? If it does, do that thing. If it doesn't, don't do that thing, right? You basically begin to live what I call a high yield life. You're living that high yield life because you're making decisions in light of your vision. And principle number five is a corollary from principle number four. Plan your life in light of your vision, right? So the thing is, one thing that really helps in life, right? One thing that really helps in life is to have a plan for everything you're doing, right? Yes, at the end of the day, you know, things happen. But at least when you have a plan, you're more likely to be focused, right? Have the hours in your day, at least most hours in your day accounted for. Don't waste your life, right? You see many people, they just wake up in the morning without a plan and they just go about the day, and then they wonder why the day has come to an end and they've not achieved a lick of anything. The reason they've not achieved a lick of anything is because they had no plan. So plan your life in light of your vision. So tell yourself, okay, for me to accomplish this vision for my life, what are the things I need to do today? What are the things I need to do this week? What are the things I need to do this year? What are the things I need to do over the next 5 years, right? Plan your life in light of that vision and walk according to that plan that you have made. Again, remember, a plan will not work until you work it out. And then principle number six is you need to be disciplined. right? I'm going to talk about seven principles today. You need to be disciplined, 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 right? The thing is, after you make a plan, the only way that plan is ever going to come to fruition is if you are disciplined in executing that plan. Many people have made many great plans. They've made great plans for weight loss, many great plans for being healthier, many great plans for achieving financial independence, many great plans for making heaven, but they're not disciplined, right? Again, you can write down plans. The Bible says faith without works is dead being alone, right? You need to add action to those plans, right? So that you can actually get something from it. And then the final principle I'm going to talk about is that when you're avoiding distractions and you're staying focused, you may be lonely. Right? You may be lonely. I like this famous story of Elijah and Elisha in the Bible. When Elijah was about to be taken up to heaven, the sons of the prophets were doing a really good job of trying to distract Elijah. Oh, do you know that your master is going to be taken away from you today? Blah, 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 blah. What did Elisha do? Elisha said, I know, hold your peace, right? Elisha knew exactly what he wanted. So he did not let these naysayers distract him. He may have been lonely in his convictions, but at the end of the day, those same people that were taunting him were the same people where after he crossed the River Jordan again, they're the same people that came and bowed to him because they had seen that, wow, that focus, that discipline, that avoiding distractions had actually paid off in his life, right? So the thing is, right now, when you're taking certain decisions, when you're acting in certain ways because you know where you're going, people may laugh at you. People may downgrade you. People may treat you like trash, but it doesn't matter, right? You know where you're going. When you get to your destination, it's those same people that will start coming after, bowing to you, right? So I'm encouraging you today, follow these seven principles, and you'll notice that you'll have more focus in your life, and you begin to accomplish more. So as I wrap up this podcast, again, one of the first decisions you can make, right, so that you can start being pointed in the right direction in life, is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus Christ has made all the difference for me, right? Again, I was a sinner, but Christ died for me and gave me a new life. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to set you free. He's willing to give you a brand new beginning. He's willing to transform your life for His glory. So if you want to take that decision today, I'll encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you shed your blood, died on the cross, were buried, and rose again on the third day to redeem me. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My King and my God, I pray for everyone that is listening to this podcast, that has made up their minds to be focused, to head in the right direction. Heavenly Father, give them the grace to be doers of the word, because it's not just the hearers that are blessed, but it's the people that do the word. Give them the grace to do the word, and as they do the word, let their lives be transformed. Let them make it to heaven. Let them make it to their divine destinies, and let your name be glorified in their lives. Thank you, Father, for a wonderful time in your presence, and thank you, Lord, for your word. For in Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for those that have just prayed the prayer of salvation, I will encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many great churches all over the world. Again, notice, Bible-believing church, not just a church. There are many churches out there that do not truly preach what the Word of God says, right? And also, find a Bible. A good place to start is the book of John. Find a Bible translation you understand. Read the Bible, learn about the love of God. Do what the Word of God says. Focus on doing what the Word of God says. Avoid the distractions of the world, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Thank you.